Welcome to episode 91 of the Digital Marketing Masters podcast. I am Yolanda Rose. I'm a digital marketer, and it is my goal on this podcast to bring you easy, actionable tips, content, and strategies that you can use to grow your business online almost immediately. Thanks for choosing us. I would really appreciate it if you could leave me an honest review on Apple iTunes. Let me know what you think about the Digital Marketing Masters podcast. Are we bringing you value? Is there something else that we can do to make sure that we're meeting your content needs when it comes to digital marketing? If you're still struggling to get your business off the ground, this episode is for you. We are speaking to Adana Austin. Adana is a Trinidad and Tobago-based business consultant that focused on helping her clients with sales and marketing strategies. And she's on the show today to talk to us about how to draft that ideal business idea and get it implemented. She gives us easy step-by-step instructions that you could follow. So if you are just getting started, or if you have something new to monetize in your business or start up on the side, listen to this episode. Adana's bringing us some real value. So let's jump into that interview with Adana Austin. Adana, welcome to the Digital Marketing Masters podcast. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So Adana, you are into digital marketing. Can you give us some of your background?
Okay, so I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, which is in the Caribbean. And I'm a business coach and consultant. And what I do, I work with entrepreneurs or small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. And I help them get very clear on their goals, identify their ideal clients, and then develop the strategies to grow their business. And a lot of those strategies are digital strategies to, okay, you know, to grow their business. So that's what I do.
That's excellent. So today you're on the show and you're going to talk to us about ideas, business ideas to implementation. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. So how do we get started? How do we get started with the whole ideas?
So a lot of times people start businesses because they themselves had a problem. You know what I mean? Most times the wedding planner was because she was planning her own wedding. Or, you know, it's always something that a problem that you may have had and you figured out how to do it. And then, you know, you have the idea of starting for yourself. That's what I have found with my clients. A lot of them started off like that. So they normally start off with a great idea.
Yeah, they're providing the solution.
And they are providing the solution to it. Because more than likely, when they were looking for the solution, they could not find anybody who could help them solve the problem that they had. So because they were able to solve it on their own, you know, they figured, listen, this is a good business to have.
Yeah.
That's how most ideas for business usually start off. Or somebody who may be working in a corporate environment and they're really good at something. So let's say like an administrative assistant, you know, they would take the skills that they already have. And then transfer that to a business idea. And that's how a lot of our virtual assistants come about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have worked in that capacity for a number of years, you know, for a while, and they now transfer the skills that they learned there into the business idea. So that's how it usually starts for most entrepreneurs.
You know, a lot of time, especially now with the COVID-19 lockdown, and a lot of people are losing their jobs all around the world.
Yes.
And some folks are just thrown into entrepreneurship. So how would they go about, you mean, these people, they need an income and they're forced to go into business. So how would those folks come up with an idea for business?
Well, I would say, look at what you're really, really good at. Look at the things that come to you naturally. The things that you don't, you know, just everything that comes to you naturally, your skill set. And it's going to be different for everybody. And the reason I say look at the thing that comes to you naturally, because the journey of entrepreneurship can be very hard. It's very hard, not can be.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And there are a lot of times, a lot of days, you might feel like, you know, not inspired, not motivated to do what you're supposed to do. A lot of people who start off in business also don't understand a lot of the back end stuff that goes into making sure your business is set up a particular way, like the to respond to clients, your customer service, your payment systems, and all those kind of things, right?
Yeah.
So I would say if you are thrown into that position where you have to bring in money and you really want to start a business, you know, think about the things that you're really, really passionate about, whether that's creating candles, whether that's planning events, even though events can't happen right now, whether that's teaching on a particular topic that, you know, you can speak about for hours with ease, you know, look at your skill set and then start from there. But one of the things I would always tell entrepreneurs is when you come up with the idea, don't just jump into it. Do some research. Do some research. Do some market research. And not necessarily to your family and friends, because they may not necessarily be your ideal clients.
Yeah.
But do some research about other companies who are offering something that is similar or as close as possible to your idea. Look at what people are saying. Look at what exactly, you know, what they're asking about, so that you get very clear on the challenges that they have, so that when you launch your own business, you can become very specific. Because what you don't want to do is launch a business that is too general and try to serve everybody. You know what I mean? You end up wasting a lot of time. Yeah, you want to niche down. Yeah. You end up wasting a lot of time and money and resources if you're trying to be too general and to be the savior of everybody. So I would say do some research and really niche down on who you want to serve, as well as what you want to be known for and what you want to be known as.
I'm a digital entrepreneur, and I have multiple digital brands online. And one of the things that I do to validate my business ideas is I throw up a Facebook page. I create it. Mm-hmm. I go on one of these free graphic design tools. I, you know, do some, a little bit of branding, mm-hmm. put a nice cover page, put a nice logo, and I just run some ads to products or services that I don't even have yet. And I see who's biting. So what other forms of validation can folks out there use?
Yes. And that's a great point. I always tell my clients as well, before you put out something, before you even start to create it, validate the offer. Right. And that is one way to validate it. One of the other ways I tell my clients is to just start to talk about it. Go into groups where you have identified your ideal clients and just start to ask questions. Tell people, you know, I'm thinking about this. Who would be interested in buying this? And you know what I mean? Just ask questions to get a sense of who would be interested in it, how they want to deliver to them, how much they may be willing to pay. So I would say ask the people in your circle. Go into groups and or communities where your ideal clients are, and just validate by asking questions. You're not trying to sell at the beginning. You're just trying to see who would be interested and in what format they would want the solutions provided to them, and like even like what cost, you know. So yeah, validation is the next thing after the market research. You've done all the research. Now you validate what you have in mind by asking questions. So go into groups, as you use your social media platform. So whether that's on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever you have identified your people are, go there and ask questions. And not just one question. Ask a few different types of questions so that you can totally validate your offer. And once you have validated it and people are saying yes, 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 they're interested, then you start to produce whatever it is you need to produce. So I would never say produce first and then try to sell. Validate first, then start to produce once you have people. You know, and it's a great way as well for you to create a waiting list of persons, right, before you even start to produce. Create demand around your stuff, right? So create a waiting list of people who said yes, I'm totally interested, so that when you do start to produce, you're guaranteed to already start to make some income from your product or service.
Okay, cool. So after we have some form of validation, but at what level should we say that okay, this idea is a valid idea? I mean, should just a handful of people say yes, I'm keen?
Well, I like to get validation especially if you're now starting off, right? So for me, because I have a group of people, once I get at least 10 to 20 people saying yes, I usually go right ahead. Two people is never enough.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Because the thing is, a lot of people who might say yes may not necessarily be ready to buy immediately.
Okay.
You know, so I always say, you know, 80% might say yes, but only 20% might be ready to buy. So you want to get a good even number, I would say like 20 and more, even up to 50. And that's why you have to ask the questions more than once and not just validate it one time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you want to get a nice even figure. I say 20 to 50 people who are going to say yes, who would have seen it multiple times. And then based on that, you can start to produce the solution to the challenges that they are having.
Okay. So from validation, where do we go from there?
Right. From validation, we start creation. Because your validation would have given you some kind of information. It would have given you information about who actually needs it. It will give you validation about how they want it. Meaning, if you're doing like a digital product or, you know, something online, whether they would prefer if it's true, if the information is dripped to them, if they get all the information at one time, you know what I mean? If they prefer you do like a Facebook Live, if they prefer a one-on-one session, you know. Once you've gotten all of that information and you've validated all of those things, then you can start to create it in a way that your audience would want to deliver. Because, you know, that's a big challenge a lot of us have, right? We have these ideas, we don't validate it, we spend hours putting things together, and then we put it out for sale and we hear crickets. And it's not so much that your audience might want it, but they might not want it in the format that you may have put it together. You know what I mean?
Yes, I get you.
And because you didn't validate it, you didn't do the market research, you're missing that one strong component that would have turned no to a yes. So the validation, then you start to create, and obviously you start to think about your pricing, which you should have also validated through through your audience and that kind of thing. Where the pricing is concerned, though, I always kind of tell people, go with your gut as well. because, you know, humans are humans and they always try to get the lowest price.
Yeah.
So always kind of keep that in mind. But you know how much your raw material costs. You know how much your time is worth. You know how much tools and resources you had to use to put together your stuff. So, you know, keep all of those things in mind when you're pricing your stuff, and then, you know, and put it together based on that information.
Okay.
And then you go to the next step.
Okay, and what's the next step?
The next step is start to educate your audience.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they don't know that you exist, and this is specifically for people who are brand new to business. If they don't know you exist, because you put up a page or a website does not mean that they're going to come and buy, right? So you have to spend time building your audience, building raving fans, right? And you do that by, I like to say you want to inspire, motivate, and educate your audience, right? Yeah. And that's by showing up consistently, by giving them information about the results that they're going to get after they've worked with you or bought something from you, sharing the benefits, and doing that in different ways, through stories, through videos, through engagement questions, you know, through different means of communication, and just spend time building up your audience and building that know, like, and trust factor.
Yes.
And building the relationship with your audience. Because if they don't trust you, it doesn't matter how great your product or service is, they're not going to buy from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So you have to spend a little time building that relationship.
All right. So we're living in exciting times. I mean, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, we couldn't do business like how we do it now. And explain to people listening how we can start leveraging the technology that we have available.
Well, the thing is, we are living in really, really, really exciting times in the sense that technology is accessible to everybody. And in every kind of business, it doesn't matter what type of business you are in, you have to utilize some form of technology, whether that's your payment system, whether that's your customer service, your onboarding system, your website, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody has to use technology. And the good thing about 2020 is that a lot of your technology is free. A lot of it is free. So there's really no excuse for you to not be taking advantage of the technology. A lot of services allow you to, you know, start off with 30 days free, or they have a free forever platform that you can use.
And Adobe Spark has a 2-month deal or a 3-month deal where you know, you're getting three months of top range graphics for free.
Exactly. Most of them start off free, and that's them building the relationship with you before you buy from them, which is very smart, right?
Yes.
So there's really no excuse for us to not incorporate technology into the launch of our businesses, right? And technology is literally a part of every step of the business. Because even if you're validating, you want to use like SurveyMonkey and, you know, all these tools that are free. So there's really no, and the good thing about these tools is that a lot of them are integrated, you know?
So yeah.
You can integrate them.
Yeah. Especially with a tool like Zapier, you can literally link anything to anything and get
Exactly.
And automate your entire business.
Exactly. Automate from the top to the bottom. I mean, there are certain parts of your business that you may want to keep very authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But I mean, you can literally automate your business from start to finish and just wake up and receive money. If that is what you desire.
I'm actually doing some training for a bunch of ladies. And the whole crux of the training is to literally make money in your sleep.
Yeah. That passive income and multiple streams of income is the flex.
And there's no excuse not to have it.
Definitely no excuse not to have it, because we have the technology. And even though we're going through the pandemic right now, people are still shopping.
They are.
People are still buying.
Crazy things that they're buying. It's because if you're like me and you're a doomsday prepper, you're buying cans like forever.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just buying the regular stuff.
Yeah. And people have a lot more time on their hands because they're working from home. Mm-hmm. So those people who were doing their business even as a side hustle and now spending more time, you know, really building their businesses. So they're taking courses and, you know, because they have a little more time, they're not stuck in traffic. They get back a little 2 to 4 hours in their day. So people are buying, you know what I mean? It's just about positioning yourself in the correct way so that the people who you want to buy from, you know that you're available, and giving to them in the way that they want to buy, you know? So, yeah, and you do all of that through technology as well, using your technology, using the tools that we have.
Sorry, I just had a bit of a cough. Yeah, so that's technology. We spoke a little earlier about getting our audience to know us and to like us and to trust us. How should we be doing that, especially when we're just starting out?
Well, again, I think that it's about how you share information, right? Because, you know, when we talk about sales, a lot of people always say, I don't want to sell because it feels so sleazy. I don't want my audience to get tired of hearing from me and that kind of thing. But I think to build that know, like, and trust, you have to purposely and intentionally have conversations with your audience. You know, you have to purposely and intentionally educate them about the service or products that you are providing. And that means being consistent. So, for example, it also doesn't mean just showing up on your Facebook page and posting. It's so much more than that. The digital world is social. Mm-hmm. So you want to be social. So, you know, you want to join groups where your ideal clients are and have conversation, answer questions that people are putting out there. if you're on Instagram, you know, commenting under posts that people are sharing, you know, sharing other people's information as well with your audience. And just think about if somebody was standing in front of you, you know what I mean? You would have conversation about, you would ask them questions, they would ask you questions, you know, the communication is going to be back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is how you kind of build, you know, I tell my clients, I say, think about if you were going on a date, right? Somebody's not going to knock on your door and just be like, marry me. No, they have to carry on a few dates. They have to get to know what you like, what you don't like, about your birthday, about your family. You know, it takes a while. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about your audience the same way.
And sometimes you're going to shut them down, them. Though. I mean, that's your ideal client. You got to learn to say no.
Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. And that's the thing a lot of entrepreneurs are afraid of. Eh? They feel that I have to say yes to everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's a big misconception.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Huge misconception. Yeah, because if they're not your ideal client, why are they even in your space?
Yeah, they aren't, and you're wasting your time. I mean, time is worth far more than money. In that same time,
it's so precious.
Somebody who's not really for you, you could close 10 other clients at that time.
Exactly. Agreed. Totally agree.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So, well, we just got a few more minutes left, Adana. You want to wrap things up for us?
Well, I just want to remind people that, you know, the journey of building your business is not, I always say it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, right? Yes. You want to take your time and go through each step of building. You want to hire a coach, maybe get somebody else on your team who can also support you. You want to, you know, really spend some time doing the background work in building the business. Building the business does not mean just starting a Facebook page. It doesn't mean just starting an Instagram page. It's about doing some research, validating your offers, then educating your audience, and then asking for the sale consistently and conveniently. There's a process to this madness, right? It doesn't happen overnight, but it can definitely happen to each and every one of us. You know, I always say there's enough space in this world for all of us to be millionaires. Uh-huh. So, you know, we should be supporting each other and really helping each other grow instead of fighting down each other in this, you know, we have enough things to fight down each other on. But where business is concerned, we really need to support each other and, you know, get so we can all grow and prosper.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and coming on to the show, and hopefully I got to have you again soon.
I will definitely be available for you.
So that's my interview with Adana Austin, a business consultant. If you want to reach out to Adana, her details are in the show notes. So reach out, say hello, and ask Adana what you need to. So that's it for me on this episode of the Digital Marketing Masters podcast. I'll chat to you next week.